You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM here in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. Our good friend Elvis Perkins is back in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, dear. It's great to be back.
It is so wonderful to see you and so excited to see a new album from you, I Obeyed. Are you going to play songs from that today?
We sure are.
All right. Why don't you kick us off with a couple of tunes?
All right. Here is a song called I Came for Fire, and it sounds like this. I turn up like midnight, like the edge of town. Of all the loose matches, I'll move among the found. In fact, they will call me sire as I rise to the crown. I came for fire, a stick up a cane.
I came for fire.
beautiful. It's Elvis Perkins live on KEXP.
Hello, Seattle. How do you do? We're going to keep it dark for a minute, then we'll make our way into the light. This is a song called The Passage of the Black Gene. It's a true story that sounds like this. City block, stricken by a strange pose, bent out of shape, the pose of a puppet master gone, looking abandoned to a light across the road. She froze for a moment and then moved on. Da da da. Da da da. Da da da. When I came to where she'd been, I looked around for a mirror and found in its place a billboard. Beaming down a model in the echo of her body, selling, no yelling, yelling the black jeans, and looking up and in to the light across the road. I froze for a moment and then moved on. Da da da. Da da da. Take it off of me. We'll live this way. Been. Da, da, da.
It's Elvis Perkins live here in the KEXP studios. That was absolutely mesmerizing.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So wonderful to have you here. We've had you on air many times in all kinds of setups. We very first had you solo the very first time, and then with various folks, practically a hootenanny.
Dr. Dog and the Cold War Kids.
Absolutely.
That was a dream.
That was fantastic. You always seem to surround yourself with talented and interesting people, and from what I'm seeing and hearing today, these two are no exception. Can you introduce your
Absolutely.
Band?
Absolutely. This is Danielle Aykroyd on the bass guitar and the harmonium and the auto harp and sundry other effects. And on the space station over here, we have Mr. Mitchell Robe. He's playing the Mini Moog, the Mellotron, and the Swarmatron.
That doesn't have anything to do with bees, does it?
It should have more to do with bees than it does, but it's got a little bit to do with bees, inspired surely by bees. It's a very high, highly advanced synthesizer that we are using as a kick drum.
Oh, how clever. Those are just some of the instruments that are being played and exhibited today. I highly recommend people follow up and watch the companion video that we'll have
yes,
for this
they
session.
Must.
And you all look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Elvis, it's been a long time since we've seen you. It seemed like we were seeing you a ton for a while, and then you've gone off to do what?
Oh, I went off into some sort of solar hibernation, and mostly to produce this new record, I Obeyed, which I recorded, engineered, wrote, performed the vast majority of. So it took a long while to figure out how to do that, and then I tinkered and edited for quite a long while as well. So,
from what I've heard about it, it sounds like a journey, very literally and figuratively as well. Can you talk about kind of how you, the spaces that you were in when you were writing and recording this?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I did work at home in the Hudson Valley. And then at a certain point, there was call for a cross-country journey, and I decided to take my rig with me and recorded in hotel rooms across the country at friends' places, all over the country, mostly on the West Coast, and ended up working for a while in a mobile home, which was issuing these wonderful ecstatic, static, oscillating AM frequencies. And I ended up sampling some pieces of classical music from the same mobile home. So in one of the songs, we've got Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring winding itself in and out, and a couple other samples in the record. So it was the whole record was a very experimental odyssey of a thing, and it was a lot of fun, and took a long while to see through.
Was that process because you wanted to travel to see these people, to work with these people? You just felt like going on a road trip and you didn't want to stop working on the record?
Yeah, a combination of all of those things. Like, I'm proud to have the first and I believe only overdub from Frank Fairfield. Do you know Frank's music?
We do, yeah. Yes.
So I sought him out. He was in Los Angeles, and I took my gear over to his place and recorded him, and that was a lot of fun. And the mission, it didn't need to be taken, but it sounded like the right idea at the moment. And
it certainly sounded like a lot of fun.
It was indeed.
And are you all, I know you played last night here in Seattle. Are you all out on the road for a while, or what are your plans?
Actually, this last night at the Triple Door, which was fantastic, was our last show of a five-week U.S. stint. I believe the Deerland record, we started in Seattle, so it's a nice loop to end here. We have a few days off, then we're going to Spain, and we're going to France, and we're going to Brussels.
Ooh, not a bad job if
not
you can get
bad,
it.
Yeah.
Everyone looks excited. Well, we are so lucky to have you, and you've been together 5 weeks playing, and you're at your prime. You sound fantastic. We're so excited to have you here. You got a couple more tunes for us?
We sure do.
It's Elvis Perkins live on KEXP.
This is a song about putting your dollar in the right place. It's called My $2 Bill, and sounds like this. My friends, the presidents, I pass away. Haunt all corners of my current state. In no clearer measure of my living will. This is my $2 bill. I feel it far less matters who I'll vote for than the thing I put the dollar toward. For I know by now they factory farm the hill. This is my $2 bill. This is my $2 bill. Zing, Lincoln's turned round Jefferson's to Roosevelt's in time. Pass on any to a bad man, you aid and abet the crime. Can a Washington redeem a Jefferson? Withholding, yes, and with care putting in. They will double their meanings, oh, I know they will, when we say so long. Coca-Cola, look what you have done in Colombia and India, etc., etc. Set free my winged Nike and all the little slaves who kept her company. And when we cut off those Monsantos of this world who must not give a bleep, who'd shoot their own ma for a buck. My friends, do add amendments to this bill of mine. If I come to your town somewhere down the line, I would gladly pass on the mic as a feather quill to sign the $2 bill. Say, this is my $2 bill. This is my $2 bill. Say, this is mine. This is mine.
Elvis Perkins live on KEXP, the new album I Obeyed. Elvis, is this out on your own record label?
It is out on my own record label, yeah. It's called Mirror Records and distributed with the help of the good people at In Grooves in California. And yeah.
And available now?
And available, yes. You can get it on LP, you can get it on the digital form, obviously, CD, and we're even traveling with some cassette tapes.
Oh.
So next time we're out, look out for those. Shall we do one more song from this thing?
We'd love it.
Cool. In this song, man receives the heart of a hog and undergoes spiritual transformation. It's called Hogus Pogus. Say, you are a much nicer person since the hog's heart was inserted in you. Say how it is now with your new life. Well, there's no more aching or a heart breaking. There's no more baking for me. I am a much happier person when up at dawn and down to earth, and oh, I highly recommend it to thee. You'll have no more crying, no more sighing, no more lying from me. You see, I was once pig-headed, now I love to be petted in the mud, to be bedded by thee. I am more in my body, and with it more and less naughty, I think I'll finally write that biography. It will read, oh, so much aching, there was oh, so much bacon. It was the massive coronary which opened my eyes to see. No more crying, no more denying, no more complying for me. I have much more feeling, I do much more squealing, more reeling in the great mystery. In fact, I found my true love in my own body. Yes, I found my true love. My dog, he put it in me. Yes, I found my true love. Yes, in the end it was me. Na 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 na. Say, you are a much nicer person since the hog's heart was inserted in you. Oh, say how it is now with your new life. Well, there is no more crying, nor deep sighing, nor deep frying of orphans.
Smiles all around on that one. Elvis Perkins live on KEXP. I Obeyed, the new album. Elvis, it's so great to see you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for having us. It's been a blast.
Thank you all for coming in today. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.